This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Marriage is for a lifetime, not just for life. This is the reality of marriage from an Islamic perspective. It's not just about procreation. It's about a union that lasts the span of a lifetime. Just like, subhanAllah, the union between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija radiallahu anha, that even after she passed away, he would hear the voice of her friend. And subhanAllah, he would recollect the emotions that were attached to Khadija radiallahu anha. That's a marriage for a lifetime, right? That's a marriage in which when one party passes away, the other lives upon the sunnah for the sake of Allah, to be the best that they can be, yearning to be reunited with the party that passed away in the year after. This is the reality of the Muslim marriage, the Muslim union, the Muslim family. It's far more substantial, brothers and sisters in Islam, and it has to be, because after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's no other prophet, there's no other messenger. The solution to mankind is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because collectively that ummah carries the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that an ummah is nothing but a makeup of families, and a family starts with a union between a man and a woman. If that is substantial, it has a domino effect in terms of substantiality, raising substantial children, building substantial communities which make up a substantial ummah. No doubt this ummah is one. It has to be substantial, because this is the ummah that was sent to give and not to take. It is the solution for humanity. This ummah is the ummah of inviting towards good and being advocates against evil. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from the signs of Allah, from the signs of Allah's existence, and that He's the creator, the maker, the sustainer, and He is one in His lordship, and the only one worthy of worship, so He's one in His worship, which means He's one in His names and qualities and attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the signs that teach us this is that He created from us our partner, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that we may seek contentment from her, and she may seek her contentment from him. And this contentment formulates the base for everything substantial to be built upon. Allah places between them love and mercy. So it's God given, subhanAllah. When it's done right, when it's done upon the sunnah, when it's done with the correct paradigms, when people are in it, not selfishly but selflessly, Allah has in it a divine blessing, love and mercy, manifested love. It's not just love that you have in the heart, but it's a love which the other party feels and experiences. When she's with you, she experiences it. When you are with her, you experience it. You experience it in how she maintains your home. She experiences it in how you maintain your relationship with her. And you both experience it in how the children are raised, and how she is with her in-laws, and how you are with your in-laws, and so on and so forth. And some of the scholars have said mercy here refers to the children of that marriage. Yes, the children can be a mercy if they're raised substantially as well, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانِ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for those who believe and their children follow them in faith, they raise their children well, so they pass away as Muslims as well, Allah will bring the family together in the highest paradise. As the scholars of tafsir explain this verse, that if the children are at a higher level of paradise and the parents are at a lower level of paradise, then the children will be a mercy to those parents, for Allah will raise the parents to that higher level in paradise, so they can be together a family in Jannah as they were a family for the sake of Allah on earth. So this is it, brothers and sisters in Islam. Let's just go a little bit back and focus on this point in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, you seek contentment from her, and she seeks contentment from you. But marriage is a union, right? So we understand it holistically. What does this contentment really mean? It means that together you become a means of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a greater way, of building your Jannah in a way that you couldn't had you not been together with each other. Because this is where contentment is, brothers and sisters in Islam. Contentment is in living in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah says, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. It is through living in the remembrance of Allah where the hearts find the itmi'nan, finds its contentment and serenity and peace and solace. That's where it is. When both parties are in this marriage for the sake of Allah alone. And there are means for each other to build Jannah because both understand that from our time on earth, from the time we're born to the time we pass away, we are in a Jannah building exercise. And we're going to continue building Jannah, but in a way that we couldn't do before. Had we been in a relationship before the Nikah, we would be burning our Jannah and building our Jahannam. But through Nikah, we build Jannah together. There's acts, subhanAllah, that we can build Jannah through that we could never do except if we were married. SubhanAllah. That's a whole long discussion. But just to keep focus on the idea here, so we don't lose track of this concept of solace and serenity and contentment. It's about living in the remembrance of Allah. And living in the remembrance of Allah doesn't just mean that, you know, you keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that, but it means more. It means living in a way through which you understand that your purpose through which you do things and for which you do things is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even marriage. It's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to celebrate, to be a sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being one in His lordship, in His worship, in His names and attributes, and so on and so forth. You make Allah your purpose for everything that you do, thus you live in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you weren't married, you couldn't build Jannah like this. And like this, they are together for the sake of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah, and thus they receive contentment from each other, for each other, and that's a marriage that is built for a lifetime and not just for life. So you become closer together, making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the purpose for everything that you do, living for His sake alone upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless our marriages, bless us as spouses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to raise substantial children and create substantial communities so that we play our part in building a substantial ummah, the ummah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.